Masechus Chagiga, a little introduction. There's three mitzvahs that Yisrael are commanded on during the regel. Which leads to bringing three different types of korbanos. We have the Riyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. So the mitzvahs Riyah comes in the pasuk Shlosh Pamim Bashana Yireh Kol Zechorcha El Pnei Hadon Hashem. And that's chovah to appear in the Azara, and with it, bring an olas riyah. That's number one. And there's also a negative commandment, Azara Israel, velo yeru panai rekam, as well. And then we have another mitzvah of chagiga, from the pasuk shalosh regalim tachogli bashana, and v'chagosem also chag lashem, and shiva siyami bashana, that the lashon of chag, is Chachamim refers to mean Chag is to bring a Shlamim, which is Shalmei Chagiga. And lastly, we have the Mitzvah Simcha that says the Samachta Bechagecha, and they darshan the Psukim that the Simcha here is to bring a Korban Shlamim and eat it, and that's called the Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Simcha, excuse me. Shalmei. Okay, so the Mishnah starts out. Hakol chayavim b'riyah. So this is the mitzvah of the first one we mentioned, to appear in the Azara and bring a korban olas riyah. So everybody is chayavim b'riyah, chutz mecherashot v'katan, which are not b'nei das, their pater, betumtum, which is someone who has the semanim of a zachar or nekeva, but it's covered up, can't tell. Vandrogin is someone who has both semanim. Ben nashim and women, vavadim sheinu meshuchrarim, and slaves that are not freed, hachiger, someone who is lame, can't walk, v'asuma, someone who's blind, v'achola, somebody who's sick, v'zakein, someone who's old and meaning old and weak, u'mishenu yachol alos beragla, anybody that can't go from Yerushalayim to Azara by foot. Ezeu katan, asked the Mishnah, who's a katan here? Kol she'enu yachol yirkov al ksefav shel aviv la'alos miyushalayim la'arabais divrei beishama. Anybody who's so little that he can't even go on his father's shoulders and go up to Harabais on his father's shoulders. So if he can't even do that, that's called a katan, and he's pater. U'beis Hillel omrim kol she'enu yachol yachod b'yado shel aviv la'alos miyushalayim la'arabais. Yeah, he's older than that. He could walk already, but he has to be able to walk and with the help of his father, hold his hand and help him walk. If he can do that, that's fine. If he can't, then he's too young. He's pater. Shneamar, it says shalosh regalim, and we learn from here that it's talui in being able to walk. Lashon rega. Beis shama yomrim hariyah, the oldest hariyah, the person that's chayav to bring when he comes to the azara. The shear, as we'll see, is midrabanan, is shtei kesef, which is two maos, which is a third of a dinar. And the chagiga is ma kesef, which is a sixth of a dinar. Beis Hillel omrim, it's exactly the opposite. The ruderia is enough to be ma kesef, a sixth of a dinar, and the chagiga is shtei kesef, the third of a dinar. Okay. See the Rashi here in the Mishnah. Hakol chayvim b'riyah b'mitzvas riyaso kol zechucha shezuchim litros be'azara b'rego. You have to appear in the azara at each chag. Rashi doesn't mention here the korban though. Tosfos mentions it. Chutz micher shot v'katan de labnei dayanin hu v'turim b'mitzvas. They're pater because they don't have das, so they're pater for mitzvas. Hachiger v'asuma kula yalas mikra v'gemara. Gemara is going to learn all these out from sukim. Umisheni yachol alos beraglav miYerushalayim laZara, to go by foot from Yerushalayim to the Azara. The Gemara is going to explain this. Gemara Farshlat. Ezeu katan aval mikan ve'elech. But if he could, ride on the shoulders according to Beishama, or walk with his father's help according to Beis Hillel, mikan ve'elech afal pi she'enu chayav min haTorah. Of course, they're not 13, not bar mitzvah yet or bat mitzvah yet, so they can't be chayav really min haTorah. There's no such thing as being chayav min haTorah if he's less than bar mitzvah. But itilu chachamim al avi valimo l'chan kol b'mitzvah. So there's the Rabbanan als chinuch. They're chayav once they're able to walk, even though they're not bar mitzvah yet. It's chiyuv min haRabbanan.
What does Rashi bring ima when the mother herself doesn't have to go up?
Well, because the mother is still, well, it's not somebody's achayv, it's not achayv to machayv.
Yeah.
It could be just meaning in general here, not specifically to this mitzvah. Okay, shalosh regalim, haroy lalos beraglav, chieva kasuv. So it says the drasha says shalosh regalim, which of course means really the three holidays, but they darshan that it also literally regel, that have to be roy lalos beraglav, that's when you're chayev. It came in the gadol patur mina Torah. So if even a gadol, if he can't walk up, he's pater. So mele katan lav bar chinuchu. So if a katan can't go by regel, so he's not, he can't be chayev. Because even a gadol in that state wouldn't be chayev. So a child is not chayev either. V'shama yomri maria shtei kesef, gadol habali ros tzarich lavi ola. If a gadol goes, now we're going back to a gadol, not we're finished with a katan. So if a gadol goes regular to aliyah la regel, he has to bring with him an olas riya. V'eina pchuta mishtei kesef. He has to bring one that's worth at least a shtei kesef. Shtei maus kesef, shehen shlish dinar. So he said, third of a dinar, shtei mar, below yeru fanai rekam, can't come empty-handed. V'yali figamarash tzarich lavi ola. Afalpi shalo nitna bo Torah shiur, I mean, the Torah there's no shiur specifically, but rachamim, they gave this shiur. V'chagiga, shalmi chagiga, chayavim hayichidim lavi, beregel, each individual has to bring, on the chag, the alfinan la bishil hipirk, we learn the end of the perek, v'chagosem oso chag alasha. Okay, back to the Gemara. It says that the Mishnah started Hakol Chayvim Beriyah. So what is the word Hakol coming to include? Lasuye Mai, asked the Gemara. Lasuye Mi Shechesio Eved Vechesio Ben Chorin. Someone who's half slave and half Ben Chorin. In other words, he was a slave and then and owned by two people. And one of the masters freed him. And now he's half and half. So he is also Chayv in the Riyah. Ask the Gemara, Ayil Ravina, Damar, Misha Chetzi Rev, the Chetzi Ben Chorin, is Pater Mina Ria, Hakola Tu Yemai. So Ravina, is brought down later on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, he says that no, somebody who's Chetzi Chetzi, Evan and Ben Chorin, he is not Chayv, he's Pater. Okay, this is going to be significant, we're going to bring it a little bit later today. And so where does he learn it from? Why is the Chetzi Chetzi Pater? Because he learned it from the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah mentioned avadim she'ina mishucharim arturim. So he's medayik. Why do you have to say avadim that are not mishuchar? So he say avadim. So mele, what's an evid? So it's not mishuchar. If he's mishuchar, you don't call him an evid. So the fact that it said avadim and she'ina mishucharim, so Ravina was medayik that's coming to include who else is pater? Even a chetzi chetzi is pater. Okay, so the chetzi chetzi is pater, so then hakol can't be coming to include a chetzi chetzi that's chay. So therefore, we're back to square one. Again, hakol latuye mai. So Gemara says, latuye chiger b'yom rishon, v'nispashet b'yom sheni. Someone who is lame on the first day, so he's pater, as we said, a chiger is pater, so he couldn't come on the first day, but then the second, third day, whatever, he got better, and now he can walk again. So now he's chayav. Even though he wasn't chayav the first day, now he's chayav. Now we could walk. Gemara says, fine, Hanicha Lamanda Amar Kulan Tashlimin Zelizeh. But Elamanda Amar Kulan Tashlimin the Rishon. We're back to square one again. Hakola Tuye Mai. Right, there's the Machlokes later on also is the are this we have the 7 days day of the Chag. So the first day, Yontov, then we have the 6 days after. The 6 days after that, are they Tashlumim Zelizeh Tashlumim the Rishon? Meaning are the other days, if you couldn't do it the first day, okay, so every day is they're all tashlum. You couldn't do the first day, do it the second day, can't do the second day, can do it the third day, not a problem. Or do we say, no, all the days are all the tashlumim the rishon, meaning everything's based on the first day. If you could do it on the first day, then fine. Then if for some reason you didn't, your own is or whatever, something you didn't get around to it, fine, so you do it the second day, because it's tashlumim the rishon. But if you were pater on the first day, so you're not chayav echal, then the other days, can't do it either, because they're all tashlimu only to Rishon. So if you were not chayav on the Rishon, you're not chayav on the other days either. It's machlokes. So according to the Shita, that in fact, if you can't do it the first day, you can't do it all the other days either, so then we're back to square one. Again, Hakol can't be coming to include this case, that he was lame on the first day, and then it was better the second day, that he's chayav, because he's not chayav. So, What is it coming to include? Latuye suma b'achas me'enav. Someone who's blind in one eye. We saw before, suma is pater, but that's if he's in both eyes. So if he, what about in one eye? Hakol is coming to include. If he's only suma in one eye, so he's chayav. And this is, as the Gemara, the loki aitana. However, it's not like the following tana, the sanya. Yochanan ben Davai omer mishum Rabbi Yehuda, suma b'achas me'enav pater min ariya. He says no. He says somebody who's blind in one eye is pater from Ria. Why? Shneemar yira yira. That it says in the pasuk, it's written yud resh aleph hey, which is the ksiv here is, you know, you can't see the difference, but the ksiv is yira. But we say in the pronunciation is yira kol zehucha. We say yira. So that's the creed. That's how you read it. So when we have a creed and a ksiv, since the Torah brings like both here, so therefore you can darshan and as if they're both there, as if there's the kri and the ksiv are both there, and you can darshan from it. So what's the drash? Kederech Shabbat. There's different ways to learn. We're going to go in the way Rashi's learning here. Kederech Shabbat liros, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to see you, kach ba lero. So too you should come to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu kviyachol, right? Meaning ma liros is b'shteinav, just like when Hashem is coming to see you, he's seeing you with the riyah shlema, with kviyachol two eyes. So too, af leiro, so too, when you're coming to kviyachol see Hashem, it's also b'shteinav, you also have to have two eyes. That's the drush. Okay, before we go on, let's just see Rashi. Ravina damar, lakaman, we said amino pirkin daftalam, and all, sangunichalaman damar v'chule. The Kaman Amrina Bepirkin, Sheesh Le Korbanos Achag Tashlumim Kol Zayin. We said that if you don't bring it the first day, you have the rest of the week of the Chag to bring it. The Yif Leguba Amorai, Ikalamanda Amar, there's a machlaika. Some say, one Damanar says Tashlumim Zelezeh. The Ikalamanda Amar, that Kulan, here's to the Bach, is Tashlumim Derishan. They're all Tashlumim to Derishan. From Rina and Mai Binai, what's enough? Kamina, our case here. He was lame the first day, but after that, he got better. So that's enough. The one that says it's all based on the first day, so right? Someone who he just didn't bring he was mechuyav on the Rishon, but he didn't bring whatever he slept in, whatever. Okay, so then he can bring it the rest of the day. But someone who's not mechuyav on the first day, that's it. He can't bring anymore. Because it's all based on the first day. When you're not chayav on the first day, you're not chayav anymore. Uman da'amar tashlumim zelazev. And one who holds that all the days of tashlumim zelazev, chasavar yel zechova mutalas al kol echad mina shar yamim. It's all the days are equal. Chayav in all days. Couldn't bring the first day, you're not even chayav. That matters. So you bring the second day. It's not all a rishon levado. It's not all based on the first day. Therefore, Hilkach af Misha Patur Rishon, Vini Rebbe Shaini, if you couldn't, you're Patur on the first day, but the second day, you're Chayav, not a problem, you can bring it on the second day. Chayav Lavi, Vim Lo Yavi, Bo Biyom, Vim Lo Yavi, Bo Biyom, Yavi Lamachar, you can bring that day, bring the next day. Okay, Yira Yera, so Yirik, see, it says Yira, but Karina, but we read it Yera. So Yera, Kol Zuchacha El Pene Hadon, that's the Pasuk. The mashmeh she Adam ro'eh es ha'shchina, as if a person is seeing the Shechina, and yireh kol zchorcha es p'nei Adon, mashmeh she Adon ba lirotcha, that Hashem is looking at you. Heki shechatuv l'riyasacha l'riyaso. So we make a connection between you, Hashem seeing you and you seeing Hashem. Kederech she ba lirotcha means kakhu ba lirot mimcha. It's like how he sees you, you have to see him. Mali rotchadis Hashem sees you, b'shteinav, af kan liros, min adam, b'shteinav, shall adam person has to see Hashem kibiyachol to us. Okay, finally, vibay seima. So now we have another suggestion, says the Gemara. Perhaps, la'olam kida amri mikar. So now we're going to go back to the original thing we said, which was that the Hakol is coming to include someone who's Chetzi Evan Chetzi Ben Chorin. And we can say, yes, it's coming to include that. Ah, you're the Kashalach, ha, the Ravina. So we had a problem with that, though, right? Because Ravina said it's not true. Chetzi Chetzi is Pater. So, lo kasha. Why? Kan v'mishna Rishona. when Ravina was saying his din, that was referring to Mishnah Rishona. The Kan is the Mishnah Achrona. And the Mishnah says Hakol to include the Chatzi Chatzi, that was talking about Kemishnah Achrona, like the Mishnah Achrona. Obvious question, what's the Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona? That's what we're going to see right now. The Tnan, it says in the Mishnah, Misha Chetzi Oev Lechetzi Ben Chor, in our case, the Chetzi Chetzi, Oved Es Rabo Yom Echad, Ves Atzmo Yom Echad, Divrei Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says, what do you do? He's free, he's half free, and he's half a slave. So he should work a day for he has still one master, right? Because one master freed him, the other one didn't. So one day he works for his master, the other day he works for himself. He's going to do what he wants, right? He's free, day off, day on. So that's what Beis Hillel says. Amru and Beit Shammai, they said that's not good. Why? Tikantem es rabo, fine. You got a good setup over here, so that his master that still owns half of him, has somebody that he still has to work for him. That's fine, monetarily. Ves atzmo lo tikantem, but you didn't fix himself up. Why not? Because not we're talking about monetarily, but we have another problem. Lisa shivcha iniyacho. Because what do you want a guy to do now? He can't marry a shivcha because half of him is ben chorin and he's asur to marry a shivcha. So that's he can't do any yachol ben chor bas chorin any yachol. He can't marry a regular Jewish woman either because half of him is a slave. So he's stuck. So what are you going to say? Li batel. So he said, okay, he's stuck. So li batel. He won't be mekayim pru or vu. The whole world created for Pir Rivia. Shnei Mars says, Lo Sohu Bara, that Hashem didn't create the world to be Tohu, like Tohu Vavo. El Sheva Sitara, he created it to be inhabited. So you can't have this guy not do anything. Ella says, Beit Shammai, what do you have to do? Mipnei Tikun Olam Kofin Es Rabo Vioseh Ben Chorin. So we force the master that owns him still to free him. So now he'll be totally free. Once he's totally free, he becomes a regular Yid, he can marry a regular Jewess, and that's that. And Mekosef lo shtar al chesi damav, meaning if the Eved is poor, which it could be, because he doesn't know anything as an Eved, so he's not going to have money to pay the master for, the half that he's freeing. So he still has, so you write a shtar chov that eventually he owes him the money when he makes his first million or whatever, and he has to pay back his master. So you write a shtar chov for a chesi damav, and that's the Beis Shammai says. However, in the end, V'chazru Beis Hillel, Lahoros, Kedivri Beis Shammai. So in the end, Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai that you have to free him. So now with this, so the Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Chrona means, Mishnah Rishona was before Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai. Right, that was Beis Hillel said, you leave him chesi chesi, works a day, not. That was Mishnah Rishona. In the end, they agreed that Beis Shammai, that's the Mishnah Chrona, that he has to be freed. So how does that answer our question? Therefore, so when the Mishnah says Hakol is including Chetzi Chetzi, that's Mishnah Chrona. That's after Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that you have to free him. So since he has to be freed, we consider him as if he's free because he anyways has to be freed. So therefore he's Chayav in Riyah. Whereas the Mishnah Chrona is the Hemshah because Ravina said he's Pater. Why does he say Pater? Because we said Ravina was Medayik in the Mishnah when it said that an Eved is not Meshuchar. Remember we said before, why does it have to say Eina Meshuchar? An Eved, if you say Eved, you understand he's an Eved, he's not Meshuchar. So it's coming to tell us that even Chetzi Chetzi is Pater, even if he's a half Eved. So that was going on the Mishnah Arishona before Beis Hillel agreed to Beit Shammai. At this point, Beis Hillel held that he's a half and half, and you don't free him. So at that point, since he's half and half and you don't free him, so he's Pater. So that was left in the Mishnah, as Rashi is going to say, that the Mishnah Shenishnit lo zazim min koma. Once it was ready said, in the Mishnah, the She'ena Meshuch Achrim telling me that even a half and a half is Pater, even though ended up later on it is Chayav, as we saw from the word Hakol, is coming to include it. But once it was written already, in Mishnah Rishona, they just left it in the Mishnah. Okay, let's just see the Rashi's. Okay. Yeah, okay, so you're right. Mishnah Rishona. So Kodem Shechazru Beis Hillel Lohoros Kedivrei. What's Mishnah Rishona? Before Beis Hillel agreed to Beit Shammai. Say for the Mishnah, Diktani, in the end, later on in our Mishnah here, when it says that who's Pater? Chutz mina avadim she'ena meshucharim. So Ukma Ravina, as we said, that Ravina was Medayik in that. B'misha chesiu evin v'chesiu ben chorin, the Pater, these Pater. That was Nishnes Kodem Shechazru Beis Hillel. That's before Beis Hillel changed his mind and said that you have to free this Eved. So therefore, since he's not freed, he's pater. Aval lachar shahodu lebeit shamai sheyesh al beisin lachofes adono l'shacharo. But once we, in the end, when Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, that we do force the master to free him. Therefore, we look at him as if he's already Meshuchrar. And therefore, he's Chayev. That's what the Hakol is coming to include. That he really is Chayev. But once the Sefer was ready, there we leave it. Takantem is Rabo, Besatzmo lo Takantem. Kol Takanat Rabo Kan, he. The whole takana is very nice, work one day not, that you help the master. But about takana saha evid ain't kan, but you haven't helped the evid over here. Im nitkan b'mishpat ha-mamon, lo nitkan b'pirimiv. You might have fixed things up monetarily, but not till gabi pruvu. Nitzchav shifcha inachol, because half and half, he cannot marry a shifcha. Well, I mean, they saw the cherishabo, because half of himself is freed. Uksiv lo yeh kadesh, and a freed person not allowed to marry a shifcha from the pasuk lo yeh kadesh. And he can't marry Bat Chori Nei Nechal either. Why? I mean, Nei Sada Avdu Shabo, because half of himself is also an Eved, and he's not allowed to marry a woman that's free, cannot marry a regular woman, can't marry an Eved. She's Lokadei Kadesha. She has also a lot. And Lo Tohu Bara, to let him do nothing, that can't be either, because Lo Tohu Bara, Lo Bara Kadesh Baruch Hu, S.R. is Liot Belo Yishuv. Hashem didn't create the world to be empty. Ella lish, lishavis yitzar, but rather to be inhabited.